We are going to continue on with our post-race media availabilities for today's Pocono 400. We are joined by members of our race-winning team, which is the number 78 Bass Pro Shops 5-Hour Energy Toyota. We are joined by the crew chief, Cole Pern, and by the team president for Furniture Row Racing, Joe Garoni. Cole, why don't we start with you and take us through that last pit stop there from your point on the in the pit box.
The not pitting one?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously that worked out, you know, now, but, you know, I was pretty nervous at the time. Just didn't know how it was going to shake out. You know, kind of the 18 ducked off there and knew if we pitted, we'd be behind them and then trying to come through traffic. So didn't think that was the call to win, at least at that point. So, you know, kind of wished maybe 6 or 7 would have stayed out instead of 4, but a little bit more nervous at that point. But obviously it worked out. You know, even in practice, you know, our refires were really good on scuffs. And you know, felt like all day we had a good car. You know, we were really equal. You know, I think us 18-4 were, you know, super equal all day. It was just a matter of kind of who was up front. And obviously, you know, taking the track position at that time and getting away from them was, you know, made it feel good. Those first couple laps, we ran some of our fastest laps of the race. And, you know, kind of knew at that point that that we had a good shot at it.
And, Joe, second win of the season for you guys. What does this mean for Furniture Row Racing?
Well, it just is a continuation of checks and balances. We got a win early in the season there and then somewhat struggled and then come back and get better and better and then be able to get a win again. And it just is good for all the guys in the shop and to pick up their spirits and continue working hard and realizing that the product that they're giving Cole is something he can take with Martin and win with. It's big. Winning's everything.
Absolutely. All right, we'll open up to questions now for Cole and Joe. We're going to start over here with Mike and then go to Jeff and Jerry and Zach.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Cole, at some tracks, maybe most tracks, clean air is what you want, but in some cases, you almost have to come in and take 4. Is that something here that you would have more or less decided pre-race, or was this sort of a at-the-moment decision?
You know, definitely an at-a-moment decision. It was, you know, just weighing, you know, weighing one side or the other. It was pretty much a coin flip, really, when it came down to it. And, you know, it's kind of the nicer spot of being, you know, we're running second at a time, leading. It's a tougher decision, I think. And, you know, once 18 ducked off, made the call to stay, just thought our best odds was to do something different. And obviously it worked out.
We'll go to Jeff and then Jerry.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com for Cole. Last week after the race, Martin had said that he thought you guys had top 5 speed, but not the winning speed that was going to beat Harvick and Kyle. Does this now show today that you guys are up there, or was this more of a product of clean air track position and you guys needed what, you know, it was a circumstance of?
No, I think it was a step in the right direction for us this weekend. You know, we've been working really hard and felt good about it this weekend. I mean, you know, I think you look at the first stage, we were, you know, third behind both those guys, and we passed them both to win the stage. So I think, you know, I think that really has nothing to do with the end. It showed that, you know, the speed was there in our car. And, you know, I think all three of us all day were, you know, give and take where each of us were on the balance, we're all pretty equal. And you know, obviously having track position then was good. And just, you know, at the end, even before that, I mean, it was all three of us in a row, you know, kind of racing for it. So it was a good step in the right direction for us, and you know, it hasn't come without hard work, I promise you that.
We'll go to Jerry, then Zach, and then we're going to check in the press box.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Cole, you seem to be pretty much a week-to-week guy, but do you and Martin ever have conversations about, hey, we can do this again this year, and you know, with the performance, 2 wins? I know that Kevin's got 5 and Kyle's got 4, but you guys are strong, and obviously you're one of the teams to watch.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you can only control your own destiny. So I think it's just a matter of continuing to work on the areas that, you know, we know we need to improve. And there's still areas after this weekend we feel like we can improve. So it's just it's a matter of staying after it. And, you know, if you manage your own inputs, you know, the output's going to be the best you can hope for. So obviously those guys, you know, the 4 and the 18 have done a, you know, unbelievable job all year. You know, we've been close for sure, and today was a great step in the right direction and let us know that we're kind of working the right way.
We'll go to Zach and then up to the press box.
Zach Sternale, Pocono Record. Cole, last year the 18 got beaten this race by coming in, by staying out when everyone came in for tires. Were you, was that in the back of your mind at all, knowing that in years past tires were more of a premium? Were you concerned that the clean air wouldn't be enough?
Yeah, obviously, you know, when only four of us stayed out, it was a little bit more of a concern at that point. But, you know, I think, you know, that race is a lot hotter. And, you know, today it was kind of cool, so, you know, kind of a little bit more gripped up. And even in practice, we were able to refire really well on older tires. And, you know, I think that kind of gave us some optimism, at least that, all right, you know, if we can stretch it out, you know, I honestly thought it would have been closer. You know, I think I thought he would have been closer to us, but really once we got out running, the balance was really good at that point. You know, with the fuel burned off and the scuffs, it was, Martin was really happy with the car and able to make lap time. And, you know, once I kind of saw what we could run, I was like, all right, nothing crazy happens here. We got a shot at it.
I'm going to check in upstairs in the press box.
No questions from the press box. Thank you.
We have any more questions down here in the media center? We'll go back to Jeff on the far side.
For Joe, there's been a lot of talk about potentially using the All-Star package later in the year. How would that affect what you guys do as far as costs, and are you guys willing to go that direction?
Well, you have to be willing to go that direction. Cost is a consideration because everything we do, no matter how it's presented, it costs significant money to get into development. It sounds, and it, you talk about it, and it sounds simple sometimes to do some of the changes, but we're all competitors, so these guys will take the cars and try and optimize them, and we end up pouring a lot of dollars into those kinds of moves. However, if it can produce a better product on the track, the product is really good right now, quite honestly. I think it's good that we research that stuff if we can, given enough runway, enough time.
I feel like you could really argue, though, that today was probably better than yesterday, you know? Like, yeah. I think the racing today was better than what we saw yesterday, so, I mean, that's something to consider.
You look at the lap times there for a certain period of time between the 4, the 18, and the 78, and you could have laid them over each other for a lot of laps. It was pretty impressive.
Anything final for Joe or Cole? All right, gentlemen, congratulations. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.